The Baron noticed almost immediately the day that little Cinderella joined his staff. The day that she became the little scullery girl in charge of scrubbing the floors and cleaning the fireplaces and dusting and keeping his house tidy. He noticed her straight away because he could see that her body was beautiful and he wanted her. She was poor and she wore rags, just a little white shift and nothing else. And he could see her body beneath the shift. And he watched her as she moved around his house, cleaning. He particularly liked it when she was down on her knees, scrubbing the floor. And he watched her as the days went by, watching her every day as she scrubbed and worked. Her eyes always downcast, always quiet, never assuming, never saying anything to him except good morning, sir, and good night, sir. He started to ask for her more and more, asking her to clear out the fireplaces, asking her to clean around his drawing room, asking her to tidy up. He enjoyed watching her body move around the room. She knew that he was watching her. She was young and inexperienced, never been touched by a man before, and she was very afraid of the Baron. She could see that he was a very large man. She was frightened of him, but also secretly drawn to him. And afraid of him all at the same time. She always used to stoke the fires and keep the floors clean. He used to stand behind her as she scrubbed. The little shift that she wore wasn't actually very long, and he could see the top of her thighs. They were white and soft, and he wanted to just pull that thing off her. He watched her every day, and it got more and more that he wanted her. And every time it became a moment where every time she walked in the room, he could feel his cock rising. He wanted her. And one day she was cleaning the floors. It was late in the evening. He was sitting down drinking his vodka, just watching her, lazily watching her. His cock was stirring. He'd had a few vodkas and he was enjoying the show. She was scrubbing the floors quietly in the corner. And he was watching her ass moving up and down. He couldn't resist it anymore and he walked over to her. "On your knees," he said quietly. She immediately obeyed. She'd always done anything that he asked her to do, but obviously everything that he'd asked her to do before was just for cleaning. This time, she was on her knees for a very different reason. He stood over her. She looked up at him. On her knees, the little shift rocked up now. He could see her thighs. He bent down and he pulled the front of her shirt and ripped it open. The buttons cracked and her breasts were exposed. She wasn't wearing a bra. She had no money for underwear. He looked at her breasts. They were young and round and pert. And he noticed with surprise that her nipples were hard. "I think she likes this," he thought to himself. Her eyes were wide, staring at him, but she didn't flinch. She didn't move away. She just kept still. "Good little cinders," he said. "Oh, Cinderella, we're going to have some fun." His cock was so hard now. He'd been watching her for so long that he just needed her. He needed her instantly. He undid his trousers and his huge cock popped out. She moved away. She didn't know what to do. She'd never, ever seen a man. She'd never seen a man like that. And she'd certainly never seen a man as big as him. "Open your mouth," he said. She instantly obeyed, opening it. "Put your hands on your thighs," he said. She did as she was told. Her breasts were heaving now. He could see her nipples hard. Oddly, she was spreading her legs. He could see that. "Open wide," he said calmly, quietly. And the cock slipped into her mouth. He felt how warm her mouth was, the wetness of her mouth. Her tongue moved over the tip. Involuntary, she knew what to do. What a good girl. He held the back of her head gently. He didn't want to break her. Not today. Gently, he moved up and down, his cock sliding in and out. "Wider," he said. She was trying to clamp down on his cock. "Wider. Take it." He moved in and out. She held her mouth wide and let him enjoy her mouth moving in and out, bending over and feeling those breasts, beautiful, round, pert little tits. Oh, they were so gorgeous. He wanted them so much. He played with her mouth for a while, becoming more and more urgent, holding her, using her mouth. She dribbled and drooled, but she took it, she enjoyed it, she wanted more. Then he withdrew, and this time he bent over and ripped the whole shirt open. The whole thing flew open, buttons went everywhere. She gasped, naked in front of him, her beautiful white virgin body there waiting for him. He bent her down, pushed her back down on the hard, cold stone floors and spread her legs, her tight little virgin pussy there, right there, ready for him. He bent down and licked it, tasting it, enjoying it. It was absolutely beautiful and sopping wet. The Baron couldn't resist. He pushed two fingers inside her. She was tight and young and ready, ready for his massive cock. Her pussy was so wet and her clit was huge and throbbing. He sucked it. She could feel, she gasped out loud, oh, and grabbed the back of his head and pushed it onto her clitoris. The little virgin cinders wanted him so much. He licked and sucked and he felt the clitoris pulsating as she came involuntary underneath his tongue. He wanted her. He wanted her so much. He spread her legs wide, and said to her, okay, you're ready. You're going to take this. You're going to take this, little cinders. She didn't really know what he meant, but he pushed the tip of his massive cock against the tight, tiny little hole that she had. He pressed into it. She resisted, pulled away, but he held her still by her hips. And pushed in, feeling her pussy stretching out and receiving him with its warm wetness. Oh, little cinders. He couldn't help but gasp as he finally drove the last few inches right deep inside her. She gasped and squealed, but loved it. Her body writhing against his as he fucked her so hard, pushing and driving into her, his huge cock engulfing her tiny little pussy. Little virgin cinders, all his now, owned by him. Oh, we're going to have so much fun, he said. Oh, fuck, cinders, I'm going to fuck you so hard. He turned her over, looking at the beautiful round of her ass, looking at her back, the beautiful round of her shoulders and the softness of her skin. He pounded into her, fucking her so hard, fucking her really, really hard. She loved it, writhing against him, coming over and over again. And he finally came, squirting his hot juice inside her, filling her up for the very first time. But it very much wasn't going to be the last time.